This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. China has reactivated a direct air trade link with Afghanistan in a bid to assist the war-ravaged neighbor's new Taliban rulers in dealing with a deepening economic and humanitarian crisis. A cargo plane carrying 45 tons of pine nuts on Sunday flew out of Kabul for Chinese markets, marking the restoration of the commercial corridor after the Islamist Taliban seized control of Afghanistan in August. Washington and the global community at large have not granted legitimacy to the Taliban administration. The U.S. has blocked its access to about $10 billion in Afghan assets, parked largely with the Federal Reserve of the U.S., even as Afghanistan faces a humanitarian crisis and prospects of an economic meltdown. The sanctions stem from concern over human rights and terrorism under the Taliban rule. China, along with Pakistan, Turkey, Iran, and Russia, have been urging Western nations to unfreeze Kabul's assets abroad and send urgent humanitarian assistance to Afghans. The United Nations says more than half of the country's population of nearly 40 million people will face acute hunger this winter unless urgent aid arrives. G20 leaders meeting in Rome have agreed to work on research, work to reach carbon neutrality by around mid-century, in their words, and pledge to end financing for coal plants abroad by the end of this year. However, they failed to agree on phasing out coal domestically. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres wrote on Twitter, "I leave Rome with my hopes unfulfilled, but at least they are not buried." The leaders issued their final communique Sunday at the end of a two-day summit ahead of broader talks in Glasgow, Scotland on the climate.